Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this guy that's rapping, he raps with the Bone Thugs. Bone Thugs in Harmony, man. What he said about me? Probation ends in 4 hours, April 30, the final day of my probation. I'm going to be holding my wife, Daria, on my own very, very, very soon. Yeah, midnight, April 30. So that today is my last day of probation. I did it. Completed successfully. And tomorrow morning I go, well, I already got all the papers, filed for the passport. Because of the weekend, I got to wait on five to six days maximum. So in five, 6 days maximum, I'm going to be holding my beautiful, gorgeous, sexy goddess wife in my arms, Daria. 8 months together. Now, why is May 2nd a special day? Because me and my wife, anniversary, 8 months together. Not because of the fake boxing match. Hey, listen, man, April 11th, man, that was the real mega fight right there when I beat that Marine, man. I'm telling you, man, when I hit, like, seriously, like, all you fucking delusional trolls that talk shit about me, right? All you clowns that support mainstream boxing, that left bad feedback about me, what do you have to say now? You know, you all, come on, you all know that U.S. Marines are trained to kill, they know how to fight, but with their hands, ground game, hands. The ground game is bullshit in general. I think the ground game, listen, I've had many people try to take me down in street fights, and they all got knocked the fuck out. But Marines are trained to fight with their hands, and a lot of them box. Therefore, any Marine, literally, even an average Marine, would beat any mainstream boxer. And all the mainstream boxers are below average. See what I'm saying? Yeah, like, exceptions, like, okay, Jill, well, he crossed over to underground boxing. Okay, well, I demolished him, man. What did I tell people? Like, you know how I beat, like, you know, Musclehead, Asian Musclehead? I said, if I fight a mainstream TV fighter, I'm going to beat them the same way that, hell, I beat them even easier, man. I jabbed this guy to death with that left fucking jab. Jill Zavala, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that was my best win for a while. And then I topped it, man. The win versus the Marine was better. Yeah, because I was landing hooks on his fucking... I was landing explosive hooks on his face, man. I mean, listen, I'm not... Both wins are great. Both are phenomenal, legendary wins. But I'm just saying that my win against the U.S. Marine was better than Joseph Waller and Derek the Giant. I mean, Derek the Giant, that was truly my best win. But I beat him on points. The Marine I TKO. I beat the shit out of him for the whole world to see, but then right when they turned the camera off, this motherfucker got smart. I jabbed him, and he quit. I literally, you know how in Marine boot camp, like Marines, they literally train them, never quit, never give up, because if you do, then, yeah, the sergeant's going to be talking a lot of shit, he's going to kick you out, whatever. But they teach Marines how to never give up. Okay, well, I beat him. I punched him so hard in the jaw that he gave up. So that means I have power. You know what I'm saying? You haters are fucking mentally sick. Yeah, like, I'm tired of mentioning you. You know what? The reason why I mention you people still, and so I can poke fun at you, so I can laugh at you, so I can, you know what I mean? You know, quoting Mike, Andrew Brewski, you know, for my own amusement, man, right, man? Hey, how do you know, motherfucker? You fucking clown, man. You clowns have me 31-0 on that website you got, right? Go look at undergroundboxing.webs.com. Undergroundboxingfederation.webs.com. Go look at that site. All 80 wins updated. Everything. Every knockout. Every decision. Every forfeit. Everything. Updated, motherfuckers. The greatest. Now, speaking of Floyd Mayweather Jr., Mike Tyson, and Muhammad Ali. Well, Mike Tyson said that Floyd Mayweather Jr. is the winner all home. As much as I want to knock Mike Tyson the fuck out in half for many years, I've beaten much better competition than Mike Tyson. He's right. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is delusional, but Mike Tyson is also delusional because he thinks that Ali is the GOAT when I'm the fucking GOAT. Are you kidding me? Muhammad Ali's fake record now. What's looking Muhammad Ali's fake record? 56-5? What's more impressive, 56-5 or 80-0? Yeah, look at the competition. I beat, let's see, U.S. Marine. I knocked out a murderer, 2012, Teardrop. Hell, Teardrop would knock Mike Tyson the fuck out. That guy knows how to fight. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I beat K-1 King Boxers. I beat Underground King Boxers. Xavier, Alu. Dijon sucks, okay? But Xavier and Alu, they don't suck. You know, Dijon's a fucking joke. I beat the shit out of him when he rushed me, and then I hit him in the head, bomb, bomb, bomb. Dude, I showed that fight to so many people. Like I said, like, you know, I had like a mediocre day, but like, what do you honestly think? Give me your honest opinion. Don't worry, I'm not going to punch you. Give me your honest opinion. Do you think I won this fight? I showed him the whole thing. They said, yeah, you clearly did that. Yeah. This is it. Yeah, but he doesn't want to rematch. Like, oh, we can help, because come on, Dijon, he told me, I talked to him on the phone like months after I beat his ass, and he told me, he watched it, he saw my fight with Jones Law, he told me that he's better than Jones Law, he said that, you know, that, yeah, I mean, he admitted I won, he said, yeah, you beat the Law, like, you wouldn't beat me, I'm like, I already beat you, motherfucker, I'm like, all right, how about this, settle it right now, I won. You think you won? All right, let's fight right now. I knock you out. That's all this bullshit right now. Meet me at the gym where I do gym law. He did not want to do that. A few days passed. I beat that EFC guy from the TV, from television. That guy that was on national TV, Octagon EFC. Dude, it was epic. It was fucking epic. This guy shows up at the gym and he starts saying, yeah, I fight on TV. I get paid. I want to get money. I'm a prize fighter. And I'm like, okay, and I'm like, and I'm the greatest of all time. Charlie Villanoff. You know what I'm saying? I beat Deontay Wilder. You're like, Deontay Wilder, I've never even heard of him. I'm like, well, okay, well, you heard me. I'm right here. Well, you got gloves? He's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, gloves and mouthpiece. I'm like, well, I got the belt. I'm like, you beat me, you take that belt. You know, I can beat me. We put on the gloves. And son of a bitch. Tried a bear hug. I hit him in the head 10 times. I kicked his ass. I mean, talk about the definition of a real ass woman. And what felt so great about it is because he was on TV. See, I beat a U.S. Marine, not because I hate Marines. I don't. I beat a U.S. Marine because I know that there's so much better than these mainstream boxers. And I beat all these mainstream boxers, and yet their fans continue to support them no matter how many times I embarrass these guys. WWE delusional fans continue to support them, and I keep beating their ass, and they still continue to support them. So I'm thinking, like, all right, well, this mainstream shit, these guys are too easy. They're no match for me. They're not trained fighters. They're trained actors. You know what I'm saying? They're too easy for me. I'm beating all their asses. Okay, underground fighters. They're no match, but they're better than mainstream fighters. All right. Again, Southpaw Cell. This guy would murder Mayweather Jr. He's more than 175 pounds. Slick, fast, south. Oh, come on, you all know what the fuck I'm talking about, man. That fast black guy that I beat on points on video. It's my very first win of the year. See, you know it's incredible? When that delusional old man Teddy Atlas talks shit about me on TV on Friday Night Fights, Friday Night Frauds. Sorry, Friday Night Frauds. Yeah, when Teddy Atlas talks shit about me, that same night, I beat Southpaw Sal, a guy who's better than Mayweather. Way better. And the very next day, I beat, literally, Boxing Clinic. Fucking masterful performance, just superb. For 3 minutes straight, I beat the shit out of a jiu-jitsu MMA guy. And 2 days in a row, I won boxing matches with gloves on. Who the fuck has ever done that? 2 days in a row, I won with gloves on. Not bare knuckle, gloves. Both fights are on video. I am the greatest. Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather Jr., all three of you are delusional. You know why? Because Charlie is all out of the gun. Hey, listen, I beat Deontay Wilder, man. One punch TKO. And I'm sick and tired of hearing his name all the time, man. It's like some fucking clown typed some bullshit. Like, I don't read the comment, but it just popped up. You know, like, I accidentally seen it. Like, when I beat the Marine, he was like, "Oh, but Wilder still got you." I'm like, "What do you mean Wilder still got me? Wilder, no, I hit Wilder so hard, he nearly flew out of the ring, man. Like, there's, I beat him. You know what I'm saying? Why did, let me ask you something. If Wilder thinks he won, why the fuck did he blow up my phone the next day, calling me like 20 or 30 times?" Asking for a rematch, and we both wanted to do the rematch. I said, "Okay, if he's so sure that he beat me, right? Why the fuck was he like, let's rematch, let's do this again?" He's like, "Come to my hotel, I'll come down to where you're at." I'm like, "Let's go right now." I give him my address. He didn't show up. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, "Listen, we can do this at, let's do this at a gym, let's do this at a ring." Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We'll do it the same ring we did it where I smashed him. Man, Hollywood Gym, as much as I hate the staff, I hate the people there, I hate everybody there, I hate the whole gym, I punked Jason Biscay there, I hate that place. That place is just, but I sure like that boxing ring they got there, man, because I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Deontay Wilder in that ring, man. Shit, man, I remember me and Big Mike, we were at that gym, man, and, from a friend of mine, Big Mike, man, he, I don't talk to him anymore, but I'm sure he follows all my shit. I'm sure he's proud of me, man. You know, he got his own wife, I got my own wife, man. I got a beautiful wife, and I'm sure he's happy for me, man. I finally found the one, and me and Big Mike, we used to, we grew up together. We were best friends for many years, you know what I'm saying? We stopped being homies because, me, him, a couple other homies, I got drunk, whatever, man, I was a kid, I was young, I was 18, I didn't touch him, I just talked some shit to him, he got upset, but apologize, I'm like, it's all good, he's not mad at me anymore. When I was locked up in the county, he called my daddy, like, "How's the champ doing, man?" You know what I'm saying? It's all good, man. But, man, 80 wins or losses, man. You can't sell that kind of shit short. I mean, these mainstream people, I'm telling you, I'm only 26. I mean, I'm going to be 100 now very soon. I might hang them up, like, temporarily. I've been saying it temporarily. I might hang them up, but to retire? No, way. I'm too young. Man. What the fuck? 27 years old? I'm going to be 100 now when I'm 27, 28. Retire before I'm 30? What am I? Okay, yeah, I can be a trainer. I can open up my own school in Las Vegas. I mean, I'm probably going to do that anyway, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm the best boxer in the world. I'm the best fighter in the world, man. I love to fight. I'm not a training. I mean, but I can train anybody. I can make anybody a lethal fucking boxer. Anybody. Literally, some guy off the street can say, "Put on gloves," before I can turn him into a real professional. I can do that, but, and I have to get paid for it. The only profit I would make from boxing would be by training people, because I fight for pride. I'm a real champion. And Vladimir Klitschko Jennings stuff, that was an embarrassment. That was wrestling. That was not boxing. That was just embarrassing. Lead punches. I had my people seen that fight. They said, "Dude, you would fucking kill Klitschko. You would hurt him. You would annihilate him." I mean, now it's obvious why the guy never wanted to box me. I called his office. I left like 50 voicemails. I talked to his people. It's all in the video. I documented everything. His people were like, "Oh, they're giving excuses and shit like that." I ended up beating Deontay Wilder, a guy who Klitschko sparred. I physically fought and punched in the face. And Klitschko still doesn't want to fight me. Yeah, so who the fuck is the champion? Klitschko never fought Wilder. Sparring is not fighting. Yeah, they have him drunk. Now, another clown, David Haye. I wanted to knock him out. He ducked me. Yeah. They're talking about David Haye gave Wilder a run for his money. What about they sparred? Sparring doesn't count. Me and Wilder had 8-ounce gloves. We were in a professional boxing ring, 8-ounce gloves, no headgear, the belts. I won the fight. They stole the belt. I have the other belt. I punched him in the face, and he nearly flew out of the ring. His feet gave out. He was unresponsive for 3-4 seconds. He was TKO'd. This is it. I beat Deontay Wilder. In the second fight, I bombed on him with those body shots. Those body shots are phenomenal. Much harder than anything Mike Tyson threw. Sorry. Much harder than anything that overrated Mike Tyson threw in the 80s. And then he hit me with that back of the head bullshit that did not hurt me. And he threw while I was on a knee. He did it 2 times. He basically got DQ'd twice in the same fight. Wilder got the score effect in the second fight. It didn't. But see, I TKO'd him. You understand? I physically beat him. See, if the TKO never happened and it was just a DQ, yeah, that would be bad. Then I would still be undefeated, but then it would be like, ah, fuck. You know what I mean? It would feel like a loss. But I crushed the guy, man. I beat him in the ring. And what's all of you people saying that he beat me? He never beat me. Nobody beat me. I saw the DeJones fight, man. I hit DeJones with some jabs, man. 14 jabs in the fucking body, 4 headshots, 3 headshots, when I hit him with that 3-piece, bomb, 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 then I hit him with a headshot in the ring. Hey, I beat a U.S. Marine. That U.S. Marine would fucking destroy the job. Alu would beat him, then Xavier would beat him, then let's see, that 205-pound heavyweight that I jabbed and he flew away, that guy would kill the job. You kidding me? All these guys I'm beating away on video, these guys would destroy DeJean. Just I had a mediocre day against DeJean, and that's why he was better than them. But really, they're way better than him. You understand? Dude, DeJean didn't know it was good when I was punching him in the head. When he tried to, like, Muay Thai hold me, I was hitting him, bomb, bomb, bomb. He looked like a complete clown. He looked like... He was just taking a beating. That's it. I beat the shit out of him like I beat anyone else. You know? Yeah. In the ring, I had a mediocre. It was a good win. But outside of the ring, when I hit the shot with that 3-piece off, man, that was Charlie's going off full speed. You know, a lot of power. You know, he was about to get knocked the fuck out, man. His legs were buckling. He was holding on. John Daniels, if you're listening to this radio, man, I just want to say that you're a bitch, dude, and you need some mental help, man. I told you this on the phone. You got your ass kicked, bro, and you're on, John, man. And that's why you had it. When you did in the end, you did that because you lost. A winner would never do that. Okay, well, after I beat all these, like, after I beat the Marines' ass, did you see me choking him? Did you see that? Okay, well, when I beat Asian Muscle, man, did you see me choking him? When I beat Kevin Luka with the 7-0, because did I choke him? No, because I know I won the fight. I theoretically beat the shit out of all these guys. I beat all of them. Yeah, exactly. So you're gonna, when somebody tries to do some cheap shit like that, what DeJean did is because he lost. I hit him with 18 punches, man. 4 headshots and 14 body shots. Come on. That guy's history. He's a clown, man. My wife is a supermodel, former supermodel, man. Listen, Charlie's going off is the best. I've proven it. Mainstream boxing is delusional. All these guys are overrated. George Foreman, Jack Dempsey, Marciano, Mike Tyson. Look, these people made a big deal. They wrote fucking books about Rocky Marciano, movies, all this bullshit about a 49-0 record. Okay, well, I'm 80-0. Okay, so what's that? I'm not going to retire. But what's that? I decide to retire right now. So what's more impressive, 80-0 or 49-0? 31 more victories? Are you fucking kidding me, man? And plus, I've seen Marciano fight, man. I would destroy him. I was so much faster than him. I was so much more explosive than him. I hit so much harder than him. My jab is so much better than his. Like, Marciano, he's like a low-level slugger, like a club fighter, like a fucking, like, again, tough man contest type of guy. You know, and yeah, that's how overrated these people are. Dude, I'm telling you, you saw they put number one pound for pound, Charlie Zotto, on cups? Yeah, if you go there and you mention a Marciano, a Mike Tyson, a Jack Dempsey, a Floyd Mayweather, a Manny Pacquiao, if you mention these guys over there, you're going to get laughed out of the store. Yeah, like, these are overrated fighters, man. They're not legends. Okay? They're not. I've explained it thousands and millions and billions of times. Charlie Z, not Ali. Remember that. Number one PCP. Cemented forever in boxing history. Charlie's not up, Quirst. Enough said, right, Fakler? Fucking retards, man. Hey, boxer, I got a question for you people. No, legitimate. Yo, boxer. Serious question. When I was punching that Marine, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to turn that fight on right now. Seriously, I'm going to be tormenting you motherfuckers, man. You people say you want to, you, like, a long time ago, you people want to ruin me as a person. Yeah, well, I ruined all of you. Fucking jokers, man. Go overtime. Everybody listening to the radio, it's going to be like 40 minutes or 35. Right, look at this. Look at the sound of the punches. This is me punching the U.S. Marine. You hear that shit? Let me play it again for me. God damn, man. I beat the fuck out of it. Yeah, my bad. I got disconnected. I accidentally pressed the hang up button. All right, listen. This is when I'm punching the U.S. Marine. Plus in the face. In the jaw. I hit him in the jaw, though. Right left. And then the left. Left. Right. Oh, my God. Man, that was good. Wow. Man, I'm trying to say that was me in the video, man. Oh, shit. Yeah, so, Boxrec, I have a question, man. So, when I hit that Marine in the face, in the jaw, you heard the impact, the sound, the sound of the impact of the punch. What went through, like, seriously, no, serious question. What went through your mind? Look how wild that shit was, man. Yeah, that gym is the best, like, seriously. I'm beating the shit out of a U.S. Marine, like, the staff, they didn't give a fuck, like, oh yeah, the staff allows boxing matches there. Unlike those other fucking gyms, they didn't allow. Like we, man, like me and Kevin Luka, man, all the mother fighters, man, we got away. Like we just, yeah, they didn't know about it. But then we got caught. We all got kicked out. Yeah, but here they allow it. Man, that last one, that third one though, man, that third one, that motherfucker has spaghetti legs, huh? Charlie Z's greatest pound for pound king. Pound for pound king, baby. Pound for pound king has found his queen 8 months ago. My wife Daria. Wow, this is incredible. I'm going to Ukraine in 5 days. I've never been overseas in my life. Yeah, it's going to be my first time. Yeah. Can't wait to see her. Yeah, it's like the type of feeling, like, okay, you know, like right before I'm about to fight, like I'm so used to winning and fighting, but each time I win, it's such a great feeling, like I just can't wait to land the punches and just destroy the guy, you know. But this is my wife. She's obviously way more important than boxing. Think about how I feel and how she feels right now. Like, we cannot wait, you know, to make out and, you know, to have sex and all that. Yeah, it's normal, you know what I mean? She's my wife. I'm obviously going to have sex with her every single day, you know, so. It's normal, you know? She wants a daughter from me. She wants to get pregnant. She'd be happy with a son, but, you know. She wants a daughter, yeah. You know? No, I'm gonna make for a great father. You know, I made the greatest boxer of all time. I made for the greatest boxer of all time. I'm the best husband. I'm gonna be a great father. Yeah, I mean, my woman, my wife, she's the best. I love her. By the way, actually, my wife, she found a boxing gym for me with a professional size ring, like when I'd be Vasquez, yeah, in Ukraine. She said, she told me just in case, baby, she said that if they hold us too long, then, yeah, you can get number 81 over here. Yeah, she told me that, so. Look, I doubt, they said 2 months to a year, and it's not gonna, a year is very unlikely. 2, 3, 4 months, 5 months. Okay, if it's over 6 months, then yeah, I'm gonna have to fight. I'm gonna have to fight in Ukraine. I'm gonna have to knock out a heavyweight boxer over there. But if it's like under 6 months, then I need a break anyway. My finger's broken. I won 9 fights in 4 months. Come on. Yeah, so then in 3.5 hours, man, I'm a free man. Probation ends. Yeah, well, incredible. Successfully completed everything. Yeah, all fights in the gym with gloves or in the ring. But yeah, Chad, 81 is going to be at that same gym where I beat them. When I want me and Dari come back. So. 81 zero losses, man. No, Mike Tyson, man. Listen up, Kwan. Pigeon boy. You know, even though that you don't participate in fake boxing anymore, you still act tough. And I see you once in a while, you're bullshit. Get in the ring with me. You know, some of my people seen you in Hollywood. And, you know, Iron Mike, huh? What if I told you I'd break your iron? Dude, give me a fucking break. This guy's not what Iron does. This guy's a glass jaw, man. He got fucking dropped by these bums, Danny Williams, man, Kevin McBride. What? Pillow fist and Lennox Lewis. That was a fixed fight, clearly. They were like, you know, enemies before and best friends right after. So, listen, it's what me, when I beat the Marines, actually, you know, even we showed sportsmanship. Sportsmanship is okay, but these guys are literally like fucking, yeah, wiping sweat off. Like, literally looked like two feds. You know? My wife is former supermodel, most beautiful girl. My wife is the most beautiful girl in the world. I may not know, but I'm above these people. You know what I'm saying? I'm above all. Yeah, like Floyd Mayweather Jr. He drives a Maybach. He. What's that shit? Rolls Royce, all this shit. He has a mansion, but he has no boxing skills. He got money. You know what I'm saying? His girlfriend, wife, fiance, whatever the fuck is it. I don't even think he's married. His tramp, you know, come on. Like, seriously, like, he's never had a girl as hot as my wife. Because my wife loves me. She doesn't care how much money I have. She, you know, and like, the thing is, a lot of women would want to be with a champion boxer that you know, fights for pride and literally is the best. But she's not, okay, she's with me because she loves me as a person. Yeah, a lot of women, they would, regardless of, like, even though I'm a real world champion and I fight for pride, 80 wins for free for pride just to prove that I'm number one. A lot of women, they see, because I'm famous, they would be like, oh shit, he's famous. He's known, he's a boxer. You know, everybody knows him. He beat all these Deontays, Mayweathers, whatever. Yeah, but she's not with me because of that. She's with me because she loves me, you know, for the great husband that I have, for how I treat her, you know. That's why my wife loves me. Of course she told me that she feels very proud and she feels very, very, very safe with me. I mean, come on, I'd be a U.S. Marine in 60 seconds, man. I'd be there. I'd be a 300-pounder. I broke the jaw of a 300-pound heavyweight pro boxer. You know what I'm saying? I snapped the jaw of a 6'7", 230-pound, Deontay Wilder, or Wynn, whatever the fuck, bronze medalist. Yeah, I crushed him. Yeah, so my wife is in good hands. Charlie's on. I'm the best of. Hey, Eddie tried. Eddie failed. Man. 81's gonna fail too. 82, 83, 84, 85, all the way to 100. They're all gonna fail. 101, 102, 103. They're all gonna fail too. I'm gonna continue after. I'm gonna retire temporarily after I get to 100 now, and I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna come back. I mean, listen, 100 now. I mean, I could 80 now. I mean, no, nobody will. If I retire right now, nobody will ever get to 80 now. Without losing a fight, nobody. You know what I'm saying? And any of these fake fights, Sugar Ray Robinson, what? Sugar Ray Robinson, 120, 123 fake record wins? Yeah, but what did he have? Like 23 losses? 24 losses? Dude, I can go 120. I can go 124 now. Just to have one more win than him. And zero losses. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, I want to see Sugar Ray. Well, he's dead, but you know what I mean. Like, if he was around right now, Sugar Ray Robinson against Deontay Wilder. Come on, Deontay Wilder knocks him out. He's too big. Sugar Ray Robinson against Derek the Giant against Jules Wall. These guys are way too big. They would kill Ray Robinson. Muhammad Ali, he has no power. Do you understand? He would not have the power to do what I did to Wilder, one shot him in the ring. He does not have the power. Like, when I backed up Derek the Giant, beat his ass, he would, yeah, Ali, Muhammad Ali versus Derek the Giant, hypothetical. Ali would try to run and outbox him, but Derek is so powerful, he would connect on him, and he would knock him out. Ali does not have my power. He's not nearly as fast as me. His jab is not nearly as good as mine. I mean, come on, my jab, I was always a power puncher, and I was always, you know, the hardest puncher of all time. But my jab, man, dude, my jab is just like it evolved into one of my best weapons in my arsenal and buff. And with all that being said, I'm the greatest of all time. And I'm heading to Ukraine very soon. And what can I say? It's been an honor, but the honor will continue. I will take a long break from boxing. I'm 80-0. I watch my fight when I beat the Marine every single day. I watch it every day. And that is legendary. When my wife gets pregnant, when, you know, if we have a son, when he gets older, I'm gonna show him that. I'm gonna show him that fight. And I'm telling him, you gotta beat the Marine. So that's honorable. And what can I say? I got three major blessings. My beautiful wife, Darnie. No, my beautiful wife, Darnie. My 80-0 professional record, the best boxer in the world, pound number one of all time. And I got the best fans in the world.